Shreya, welcome to SBS Malayalam.
Thank you so much for having me.
We'll be seeing you in a few days' time in Australia, and we know that you've been to Australia quite a few times. How do you reflect on your previous experiences coming to Australia? What's your best recollection?
I think one of the best concerts, the memorable ones in Sydney. So, and it's all thanks to the audience. Sydney audience is very versatile, very different, because there's a beautiful mix of people from every walk of life and every cultural background. So that makes it quite interesting to think for. I have had such a blast. I think it's been a really long time when I last performed in Sydney, but I still have memories of it. So I'm looking forward to this one.
That's really great. You're one of the most popular, busiest singers in the Bollywood music industry. But still, we do see that you sing in a lot of regional languages, including our regional language, Malayalam. So what is it that prompts you to sing in Malayalam?
I think, firstly, I feel very privileged that I'm in a country where there is so much, you know, variety, whether it's with language, food, culture, and it's so much to, you know, enjoy, explore musically also from each of the regions. I learn a lot in each of the regions, but especially Malayalam, I feel the music that is enjoyed by the audience and the taste that audiences have is very heartwarming for any singer or person or a musician who loves good music, whether it's in classical or more rooted to Indian music. So I feel Malayalam lets me sing probably the most difficult or most interesting or most soulful songs that I get to sing in today's time. It's purely because the composers are making amazing songs and there is the reception for such songs in the audience. Whether it's in music or films, even the kind of films that are made in Malayalam are top-notch. So I think there's a sense of freedom for an artist when it comes to a language like Malayalam.
I remember you mentioning a word, difficult. Of course, Malayalam is considered to be one of the most difficult languages in the world to pronounce. In Australia, with the second generation migrants, with the kids of all of us, we're finding it really difficult to make them pronounce it rightly. But we are really surprised that you can do it so perfectly. How do you do that?
I think it's a lot of... It's because I enjoy singing something... trying to do it perfectly and not just do it half-heartedly. So it is definitely difficult. This language is very difficult to grasp. But over the time, I have sung so many songs that I've started getting the hang of it a little bit. Now that I understand the nuances of the language, the way it's pronounced, the diction of the words. And that apart, of course, the composer or the lyricist, someone from the team is there to make sure that I don't go wrong.
Okay.
And I thank them for being around and correcting me whenever I have, you know, gone wrong in my diction.
All right. What do you find the most challenging singing in Malayalam?
I think the problem with us, a language which is alien to me. I don't understand Malayalam really.
Are you
or
sure?
Or any language for that matter. No, I really don't understand.
We don't feel it that way, never.
So I write the song in my way. I try to understand what's the meaning of it and then only go on the mic. I don't go unprepared on the mic, really. So before I start singing, I get all my information, whatever I can get from the composer or the director of the film. And probably it is the thing I do with every song I sing, but especially a language which I don't understand. It's more important to know what's the meaning of the lines. And sometimes it's difficult because if the song is, and especially in Malayalam, I think the lyrics are usually not conversational. They're more poetic. So then it gets very difficult to understand the actual meaning of the song. It's not word-to-word meaning that you've expressed. It's the essence of the song. So it just takes a little work. But once I'm ready with all the information in my head, I go on the mic and just enjoy. Then it's music, and I believe music doesn't have any language. Once you are in love with the song, we have to just, you know, feel it. I just feel it on the mic. I just express it. And yes, a little focus goes on making sure I'm saying the words right. So that's the, you know, point where it gets a little difficult to focus on two things together, getting the diction right and also feeling the song organically, you know, that's one.
Okay, I guess when you feel it really well, we do feel it. It's kind of a connection that we get between our hearts, which is great. So could you please tell me the song in Malayalam that you would have enjoyed singing the most? Could you please sing for me, sing for us?
Well, I don't have the lyrics in front of me, but I guess Kathirunnu is a beautiful song.
Oh, yeah.
The story, the loneliness and the weight and the unconditional love that they had in the story, which is a real life story. And
okay.
It made it more and more important for me to be immersed in the song's feel. And I thank India Chandran for making it for me. It's such a beautiful song.
Mm-hmm.
Although I don't have the lyrics in front, give me a moment, I will quickly find out the
Please.
Lyrics of it, and I can sing it for you. Wait a second. That apart, I think all the songs that I've sung for Gopi Sundar or India Chandran sir or many other music directors, I've had a lot of variety in songs. Like Anwar, the songs of Anwar, Kalbilati or Kanvinima Pole or Nilave Nilave or the Patili Patili. Like a lot of beautiful songs I've got thanks to singing in Malayalam. I don't get to sing such songs probably in Hindi. You know, Hindi's style of music or the kind of music which is made now is very different. So, well, mm-hmm. I have the lyrics in front of me. Let me quickly sing it for you.
That's great.
Kaathirunnu, kaathirunnu, ulanilinnu, kalavuninnu, kaalavum kadannu poi, veenaludalangal poi, valagalunnu poi. Oorthirunnu, oorthirunnu, nivalu pole chiragolinnu, kaattilaadi naalamai, noonu pole neerthu poi, shirimarannu poi.
That's so beautiful.
Was that Shreya. Right? I don't know.
Oh, I don't know what to say. Seriously, I really don't know. Thank you for singing it for our listeners. That you do sing a lot of songs in Malayalam. So many Malayalam singers have mentioned that Shreya gets a lot of, the most of the good songs in Malayalam. How do you see that?
Oh, really? I feel honored. I think it's whether it's a good song or not, whenever I get any song, I try to make it the best song ever. I mean, I try putting something extra in it. So whether it's in Malayalam or in Kannada or Tamil, Telugu, wherever I'm singing, or Hindi, or my mother tongue is Bengali. I do sing a lot in Bengali too. I feel each of these songs are not a song which is of a certain language. It is a song. It's a piece of art which should be there forever. And I feel very privileged with the fact that a lot of my say if it's a Tamil song, I'm just giving an example called a song called Mundeva in Tamil.
The A.R. Rahman song.
I have so many fans who are not. Yes, that song has crossed borders, across the languages, and the languages people say, probably they don't understand what is Mandewa, what is it about, what's the song really for. But the song itself has something so beautiful that it reaches out to every person, even if the person doesn't know the language. So I think language is just, you know, something to fill the expression, right? But music has a lot deeper language. And I feel privileged that in Malayalam also I do get good songs, and I just want to make the best of it. And I thank my composers for giving me these good songs.
Okay. Yeah, you've just mentioned about different, you know, regions and different cultures and different languages. So you've been born in Bengal, you've been brought up in Kota and Mumbai, and now you sing in all the languages. Which culture or language do you identify the most with?
Yeah, of course, Bengali, because that's the language I speak at home. Anyone who's... The first language that you speak is the language of your mother and your father, so... Yeah, so the Bengali language is something which comes naturally. But since I've lived in so many different places of our country, I think I've identified equally that much with Rajasthan, because Rajasthan is where I was brought up for almost 12 years. And then in Mumbai, it's a Maharashtrian culture and food and language is something that I'm always surrounded with. So yeah. I don't know whether I can say I'm a Bengali full-heartedly or a Rajasthani full-heartedly or a Maharashtrian full-heartedly. I'm an Indian. I feel very honored that I have so much of variety with me all the time. And I have so many friends who have different, you know, languages, cultures, and, you know, backgrounds. And I enjoy every bit of all of this together. It makes my life quite colorful.
Okay. Yeah, just one last question about Malayalam and Malayalam singing. So are there any mistakes that you have made while you were singing in Malayalam that you could now look back and laugh at?
Honestly, I would not know whether I've made a mistake.
Really?
I don't know whether I made a mistake. So that makes it quite easy for me to not regret anything I just sing. And I think it's the audiences who will regret, oh my God, she was not told whether this was the right way to say the word. So I feel quite light in my heart. I don't have regrets about anything. Whether okay. I've made a mistake on singing anything wrong, I would never know. So I'm happy. I'm a happy soul.
That's very interesting. That makes you content, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Ignorance is bliss.
It is, of course. Yeah, so you are actually the goddess of music to many people out there. And you even have actually a day for yourself in the state of Ohio in United States of America, 26th of June. How do you stay grounded in the midst of all this?
It's very easy to stay grounded. I think it's harder for me to stay ungrounded. I'm a very simple person. I have very simple joys of life, and I don't. Although I do value every bit of what has been bestowed upon me by God and my fans and people who have adored me and given me so much love across every part of probably the world, wherever I've gone. But I know that I'm not attached to any of it. And I'm very honored, humbled all the time. I know that this is all transient and it's here today and not there tomorrow. So what I can do all my life is do good, whether it's in singing well, enjoying my talent and doing the justice to what I have been given by God, honing it more, or just having a simple... honest life without wanting too much, desiring too much, and just always being in the guidelines of what I've been taught by my parents to be a good person.
You sound very philosophical for your age, Shreya.
I do. I think I'm much older.
Are you?
Quite old even, I think. Yeah, I do. Good now. But I'm not like this all the time, I swear. I don't know why I'm like this right now.
Oh, is it? Okay. Is it momentary and we happen to catch you right there?
Yeah, that moment, yes.
Okay. Yeah, so one final question. What can we expect from you during this concert?
Oh, well, there's going to be a lot of music, and I'm actually in the middle of figuring out, because my tours start now, starting with New Zealand and Australia, and then the other countries are happening. So it's now the time for preparations and rehearsals and figuring out the song list and what to sing. But most importantly, although I'm going to be singing all my classic hits, whatever people are already expecting me to sing, but I'm always open to requests. And if you have come to my concert ever before, you probably would know that I'm always open to a impromptu request. And I always just sing whatever people have in their heart. They have to just shout it out.
Oh, that's amazing. Before you go, Shreya, could you please sing us one Hindi song as well?
Yeah, well, this tour and this concert is named Diwani Mastani, so I'll sing that to you all.
Yes.
Nazar jo teri lagi, main diwani ho gayi. Diwani, ha diwani, diwani ho gayi. Mashhoor mere ishq ki kahani ho gayi. जो जगने न मानी तो मैंने बिठानी कहाँ थी मैं देखो कहाँ चली आई कहते हैं दीवानी मस्तानी हो गई दीवानी हाँ दीवानी दीवानी हो गई.
Of course, you've made us big admirers, big diwanis of yours.
Thank you so much.
Okay, so see you in Australia, Shreya. Thank you very much for your time.
Of course. It's my pleasure, and see you all there on 21st of August. Bye.
ప్రణయాంజలి ప్రణవాంజలి హృదయాకులీదల ముళిഞ്ഞു మధురమొరు మంత్రసంధ్యయై నీ
మధురంగాయతి మీరా మీరా మధురంగాయతి మీరా
ചിരവിരഹിണി ഇവളൊരു പൗർണമി മുകിലലനൊരയുടെ നിറവർണ്ണനെ വരവേൽക്കുവാൻ തിരിയായിരാ എരിയുന്നു ദൂരെ 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 ഒരു കരളാൻ
മധുരം ഗായതി മീരാ മീരാ മധുരം ഗായതി
കുയിൽ മൊഴികളിൽ ഇവളുടെ പ്രാർത്ഥന അലകടൽ ഇവളുടെ വിഴി നീർത്തണം ഇളമഞ്ഞിലെ കളഹംസമായി പിടയുന്നു ദൂരെ 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 ഇരുചി.
പ്രണയാഞ്ജലി പ്രണവാഞ്ജലി ഹൃദയാകുലീതരമൊഴിഞ്ഞു മധുരമൊരു മന്ത്രസന്ധ്യയായി.